I'm David Stewart, year 8, and I'm quite enjoying photography at school, and I like drama quite a bit as well. I'm not really sure what I'm going to be doing when I'm older, but I think it will be something to do with drama or photography or something along the lines of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My name's Callum Hornby, I'm in year 8, and I'm quite enjoying music and also photography at school. When I'm older, I'm hoping to run my own photography business as I'm picking business studies for next year. So.
Mm-hmm. Enough about when we're younger.
Oh. And what do you like to do, like in the evenings or on the weekends when you're not doing schoolwork?
Usually gaming for me.
Video games all the way. Always video games.
And TV.
I'm not that keen on TV.
Teenage boys, right?
Yeah.
What else did we ask them? I can't remember. Oh, siblings. Do you have siblings, brothers and sisters?
I have a brother who is 9 and a sister who is currently in year 7. So I'm the oldest out of the 3.
Okay.
I have an older brother, and surprisingly, actually, we're really, really good friends. Normally, like, siblings, like, always fighting, but most of the time we're always, like, you know, always getting on and doing stuff together.
Mm-hmm. Now, why are you... You're in uniforms and you're not?
Oh, well, we don't have any school.
Yeah, we finished school about... Well, I finished school about a week ago, because that's when our last exams
were. I finished school this morning. I only live over there, so I went back home, changed, came back to do a... route planning for the Duke Edinburgh Award.
Okay, I see.
So the uniforms, the students here, when you're in school, you wear a uniform, right?
Yeah.
So do you all, what do you all think about the uniforms?
I think it's quite a good idea for if you're on a trip or something, so other people can identify you. And it's quite, yeah.
The blazers are a bit annoying because when it's hot, you're really, really hot, but when it's cold, you're really, really cold. So
you're not allowed to take it off.
We're allowed to take them off now because it's summer, but any time of it you can't.
Oh, you have to wear it.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
We have long blazer days and long tie days, but they're like once a year.
Yay! Wonderful.
But the girls' uniform is different, right?
No, it's pretty much the same. Except we just wear skirts. It's a choice of a pencil skirt sort of thing.
And like a
pleated skirt.
A couple of years ago, they put regulations on skirts because
they have to be
having, like, ridiculously short ones. But we can wear trousers as well. But yeah, I think the uniforms actually suit because
I quite like them.
Like, it gives you less stress. You don't really have to think about it. You can just put it on in the morning. And I'm really lazy, so I think that's a good idea.
It seems like if you have somebody who, like, if you don't have very much money.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about wearing clothes that are in style because everybody wears a uniform.
Well, the uniform is quite expensive itself, but it's worth it.
Especially if you've got siblings. But usually they're passed down. But if you're twins, by 2 sets.
And you grow, and so you always have to.
I kept the same blazer for 5 years.
Well, I kept on getting pain all over my blazer, so I had to buy a couple.
I had a bit there, but it didn't really matter.
My mum said I can get a new one in year 9, so I've had the first one for 2 years and the other for 3, so...
I'm probably going to have the same one until, like, I leave, because it's... Yeah. And if I need a new one, I just have my brother's one, even if it is dirty.
When we first joined school, it was so massive on me. I was literally, like, drowning in it. It was huge.
So you planned ahead. So
that's what everyone does.
Yeah.
But now I've got paint and all sorts on it.
Now,
and is there?
Sorry. I was going to ask if you all did. I don't know if you already asked this, but do you all live in town? Like, do you live close to the school, or?
I live incredibly close because there's Cranford Road here and then Grange Road, and that's my road. So
I live in Grange Road.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm literally like a 10-minute walk up the causeway, which is just like outside of school, all the way up the hill, and just. Right on the edge of town, so it's a 10-minute walk to school.
You have a pretty good advantage because there are, like, other students from, like, Horndean and places like that, which are quite far away, and you have to catch a bus.
Yeah, we have loads of small villages around us, and
we get other people who don't live in Petersfield who come to our school.
Mm-hmm. Do any of your friends live really far, like they're on the train, maybe an hour or something?
Yeah.
Some people come from Portsmouth. And
yeah, I know someone who comes from Southsea, and that's like half an hour away. They have to get the train every day. They used to live in Clanfield, which is like 10-minute bus drive. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Something like that.
But yeah, their parents preferred the nightlife of Southsea, so they live there now. And he has to catch a train every day. So,
yeah. I was going to ask you something else about that. Oh, is there a, like, what are typical, I don't know, punishment is the consequences? Like, if you don't have the right uniform, or if you do this or that, what are the consequences or punishments?
They're normally just like detentions, like break and lunch, or after school detentions. If you're really bad, you get a no notice detention, which is detention straight after school, and then your parents are like told that you're there, and that's why you're not at home.
You also have other forms of punishment, like referrals, but I haven't really got to grips with them very
well. Yeah, I don't really get what they are.
I can't really explain. Can you guys
Just like on your name, like your real register.
Yeah, your colleges know whether you have these referrals.
But I think
and it'll make you look bad. So
I think you can also go into isolation when you.
You just don't behave at all. Basically, you're isolated the whole day. You stay in a room, and then your break and lunch will be not at the same time as everyone else.
I think that's only really new, though, so last year.
It's like in my school, we have a in-school suspension, is what it's called. Yeah. But it's like isolation. Sit by yourself all day. Teachers send you work to do.
Yeah.
You sit there and do your work.
Yeah, that's basically isolation.
But that's not common.
No, I don't know anyone who's got it.
You either like spend all your time in isolation, or you just don't ever go in it.
I don't think it would be very common, because you can't, after a while, you have no place to isolate more people, you know? You run out of room.
Right.
Well, they have now dedicated a room for isolation, so.
Mm-hmm. Like a whole classroom, just like a whole room
for
a
base.
Yeah, it's in a base.
You don't get many people who do that.
It's really good. But also, we had this like kind of room at school called a base, and it's basically just like support for everyone. So like someone to go and talk to, and like I don't know if she's a counsellor, but
yeah,
it's really good. And like we have the local kind of sustainability centre near us, and like I don't know, they sometimes take troubled kids or just kids who just need extra help down there, and I think it's a really good idea.
What about the teachers here? Do you have like favorite teachers or any teachers when you were younger that were sort of a good role model or an influence on you?
Some of the so like most of the time, like the teachers are like really friendly, and you can really get to know them and like be good friends with them, and you know, be competitive with them, and like kind of act like your friends, and like not just like somebody that has to teach you stuff and like stick by the rules all the time, because they can be like really nice and like do stuff for you that they shouldn't really do, but you know, because so you know, knowing of each other, you know, it's kind of like a friendship. You just do what would be natural for a friend.
Yeah, I kind of agree. There are some teachers that are really quite friendly, but there are others that kind of aren't at the same time. It just depends on what sort of person they are.
More strict.
I think like some of the stricter teachers, I think, I think you can get some really excellent teachers, but then with the ones that you don't really like, I think they're the ones that kind of try the hardest, and I kind of feel sorry for them, because you can see, like, yeah, I think it's a shame, because like some teachers you can just see, they put, like, even though they're really strict, you can see, like, they really care about their subject, but, you know, people just don't really care sometimes, and that's when I feel quite sorry for them.